Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Hebrews chapter 1, we learned how Satan took dominion of the earth away from man after Eve and then Adam sinned against God. Let's continue with that subject today. Now, here's our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, we read there that God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Now God gave man dominion over all the earth, over the animals, the fish, the birds, creeping things. It'd be a kingdom in which man ruled. Man was made in God's image in that he had a free will to make choices. Adam had the choice to eat of the fruit or not eat of the fruit. He made the wrong choice. In Luke chapter 4, verses 5 through 8, we read this, "And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it." By the way, Satan makes that same offer later to the Antichrist, and he will accept that offer from Satan. Well, Luke chapter 4 goes on to say, "If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him," that is unto Satan, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Now, when Satan was able to cause man to fall, he thereby was able to usurp authority that was originally given to man. And he becomes a prince and power of the air. And perhaps besides his desire to be worshipped, Satan was jealous of those that were created in God's image. And when man sinned, man lost control of the earth. I like the way J. Vern McGee states it. He said, "That day the men ate of the fruit of the tree, Adam and Eve." He said the problem was not the fruit of the tree. It was that pear on the ground. Okay? And that pear was Adam and Eve. Jesus doesn't argue. He just tells Satan how it is. In Psalm chapter 2, verse 8, Jesus says to us, "Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession." We see the Father giving all to the Son here in Psalms chapter 2. Our text said that he was appointed, he hath appointed him heir of all things. And we're going to find that this is an important statement here, because in Greek, it means, the word appointed means ordained. The Father ordained the heirship of the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, keep it in mind that a joint heir is not necessarily an equal heir. When you are an equal heir, a will states, so much will be given to a specific person or ministry. If you are a joint heir, it means someone else has control of the inheritance, and they allocate so much out at the proper time. And so, if there's four of you and there's $100,000, each of you get $25,000. Okay, that is the idea of being there as an equal heir. But a joint heir, no, you don't have that control. No, someone else has the control. And when they allocate it, it's at the proper time they allocate it. Jesus Christ is in charge of this universe. Now, at the appointed time, he will allocate to his children an inheritance that is incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away. Romans 8:17 says, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." See, this is the shame of being saved so as by fire. This is the suffering of loss. When you see that he had planned to give you so much, but you count the loss. And so here you are in heaven, present in that pearly white city of gold and jewels. You're present, but you're not ruling, and you're not reigning with him. You're a joint heir, but he's the one that has the power to say, this one gets this much, and that one has this much. Some receive more than others. Some receive much less than others. Saved so as by fire. And yet, he wanted you to have everything there was for you to have. It was our free will, made in his image, that we choose the wrong thing. He goes on here in verse 2 to say, "By whom also he made the worlds." Now, that's interesting because we read in Genesis 1 that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. John 1:1 said of Jesus Christ, "Without him was not anything made that was made." That by itself tells us that Jesus is God. But when he says, "By whom he made the world," speaking of Jesus Christ, that also tells us that he created ex nihilo. And you say, now what is ex nihilo? It means out of nothing. He didn't have gases. He didn't have materials. He created the heavens and the earth out of nothing. And that's our Savior. So by him were the worlds made. And think of this. The same chubby hand that touched the cheek of Mary belongs to the same person who created the heaven and the earth. A good Christian cannot hold to evolution. Evolution by conclusion eliminates the Bible, salvation, and God. If we evolved, there was no need for a God. If we evolved, we don't need salvation. If we evolved, that Bible is just a little book, storybook, that means nothing. But my friend, the Bible does mean something. And our salvation is secure in Jesus Christ. And God is real. And it was by Jesus Christ. He created all things, visible and invisible. Jesus Christ created spirits. Jesus is not an instrument used by the Father to create. Rather, by his word and by his wisdom, Jesus created. All things were made by him, and without him, there was nothing made that was made. By him was the old creation made. But praise God, by him also a new creation is made. 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." And that's the promise that we have in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And what a blessed promise that is for us. That word made in this passage carries with it the idea of once and a for all act by which someone produces something, which when produced has an independent existence of its own. Now let me say that again, because this verse 2 of Hebrews chapter 1, speaking of Jesus, says, by whom also he made the worlds. And that definition of made, again, has the idea of a once and for all act by which someone produces something which, when produced, has an independent existence of its own. We think of John 1, 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Or Revelation 4, verse 11, that says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Now, in verse 1, we saw that the infallible person is central to our thinking about God. And in verse 2, we see the infallible person gives us the final revelation. But now we want to look in verse 3 and see that that infallible person is very God. There we read in Hebrews 1:3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Well, that verse 3, starts out by saying, who being the brightness of his glory. Now, where Jesus is, there is light. Where he's rejected, there is darkness. Apart from Jesus Christ, there is no true light. Rather, the reservation of the blackness of darkness forever. The fullness of the Godhead dwells fully and in reality in him. Jesus is not a type of God. He is God. That word type, sometimes you hear from time to time, and there's a lot of types in the book of Hebrews. So let me just lay this down. I may do it a few more times as we go through this book. Type is a shadow, not the substance. Noah and Lot are used as types in prophecy. But they aren't the prophecy, they're history. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
And so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.